where Greenwich comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should, girl.
You have a little family band.
So you want to fight?
Fight! Enough!
Surprise!
That's my opinion!
Surprise indeed. That's just a little bit of the trailer of the Ultimate Girls Trip Season 2. But the Season 2 is starring none other than my beautiful sister, Jill Zarin, who joins us now, one of the original Real Housewives of New York City. If you want to talk with her, if you're a fan, 203-333-9422. Jill, hello, and welcome back to the Housewives.
Hey, sister. Good morning.
Good morning. So this morning, Peacock. So it's not Bravo. It's Peacock, the NBC streaming, and it just blasted three episodes this morning, right?
It did. So it's very strange because the first time around many years ago, it was on television. It was on at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, it was kind of must watch TV and everybody sat around their TVs in the Bravo universe to watch the shows. And now you really, it's just a whole nother way of viewing. The shows dropped this morning at some point, and now people are starting to, you know, watch it, and it's three episodes. So, you know, you have to dedicate 3 hours, and during the day it'll be tough. So I'm sure a lot of people will watch tonight. But, you know, the universe is already blowing up with comments. I certainly can't keep up with it.
Right. But, everything is about social media.
Everything is delivery and is very confused. It could be something from a fan or somebody who sent it to you. Why don't you make sure it's for our apartment? Sorry about that, Lisa, because Gary can't wait until I'm off the phone to, you know, handle things. He's very impulsive. I wonder where he gets that from. Anyway, you know, it's a little surreal. Like, I'm in my pajamas. I'm in my room. You know, my life doesn't change. Everything's the same, but yet in many ways it does.
Right.
And, you know, the phone rings more now. I got invited to do some things this weekend that maybe I wouldn't have been invited to do had the show not aired, you know, so that's the fun stuff.
Right. You love that stuff. You love all the parties.
Yeah, that's
you
do. Right. The hard stuff is doing the show, watching the show. The fun stuff is what comes from the show. So,
by the way, you look fantastic at the premiere in that, like, I don't know what kind of dress that was made of, shiny thing. What was that?
It was a very famous designer called Laquan Smith. And, Allison took me to a place to rent a dress because I didn't really have anything and I didn't want to spend a lot of money. So I figured, let me rent a dress. So I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a designer, blah, blah, blah. And it really made me look very thin. I felt
very
skinny.
You look
I
great.
Felt sexy. I felt
gorgeous.
Everything. But, you know, it's so funny because Us Weekly wrote a beautiful piece and said, you know, that they thought I was the best dress and I looked beautiful and blah, 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 blah. And then somebody sends me a bunch of, you know, what do they call them? Trolls on the internet that say it's too short, I'm too old, I'm the blah, blah. So, you know, you can't please all the people all the time.
I thought you looked gorgeous. And I love the shoes.
Is my daughter and my boyfriend.
I love the shoes.
The shoes were last minute because I didn't want to really wear black. Patent leather didn't really go. So I was lucky. I just bought a pair of ombre Jimmy Choo's at Saks that are drop dead gorgeous. They're like nude in the front and they ombre to white in the back. So they were
beautiful.
Very chic. So yeah, it all worked out. And Julius Michaels from Scarsdale did my hair. And he also does a lot of the Housewives hair. So Watch What Happens Live. If anybody is looking for someone great in the area, I know you're in Connecticut. It's right over the border. He's in Scarsdale, Julius Michaels salon. And, you know, someone named George who doesn't have a salon, but he did my makeup and did a great job. So
great
I
job.
Felt
you
really
great.
But what I will tell you is, I couldn't look more worse or horrible on the show.
That's not true.
And I
watched the show. No.
I know.
No.
Listen, first of all, I was a little bit more fluffy then than I am now, but that's okay. And the show adds 10 to 20 pounds. Like Bobby used to say to me that that a camera adds 10 pounds to you. So he always used to say I had two cameras. Right, you get 20 pounds. But besides that, just the lighting was not great. I mean, that's just me being critical of that kind of stuff. But I just think none of the girls looked great, to be honest. I don't think any of our faces looked great. I think the show didn't provide hair and makeup, so I had to hire someone up there that was not dedicated to me, but that's no excuse. I mean, he totally gave me attention or whatever. But what I tried to do with some different looks and what I've learned, and I learned the same lesson over and over again, is I'm a one-look girl. Mm. And as much as I try to change my look, it just doesn't work on me.
So what's your best look?
People, the way I am with my hair, either like a little curly or a little straight down, boom. Not hair up and all these crazy, you know, poofs to the star. I don't know. It just doesn't work on me. Like J-Lo has the perfect face and head to wear everything and anything with wigs or with her own hair or pieces and change her look. And Erica Jane from Housewives of Beverly Hills. I mean, some people just have that face. I don't. I just don't. I just have to give it up.
We're talking with Jill Zarin. I wanted to ask you about this Ultimate Girls Trip. How well, first of all, who were the other women in the cast? I admit that most of them were unfamiliar to me. And how well did you know them before you filmed with them?
Okay, so so we're talking about the Ultimate Girls Trip that just dropped today on Peacock.
Right.
It's a new type of housewife show where Bravo put together two ex-housewives, from four cities. So there were two from Beverly Hills, which was Brandi Granville and Taylor Armstrong, two from Orange County, which is Vicky and Tamra, who were just let go last year, and then from Atlanta, Eva Marcel, who won America's Top Model and is a big actress now on BET and some other big networks, with Tyler Perry. Right, everything she's doing, she's like a major actress. And Phaedra Parks, who's just an iconic housewife of Atlanta, also a mortician, also an attorney, and an incredibly accomplished businesswoman with a great sense of humor and fabulous style, I might add. I think she wins Best Dress. And myself and Dorinda from New York, where we never filmed together.
She
and I were never on the show together, where everybody else was together on the show. So I thought that was interesting that they put us together. But we were friends before the show.
Right.
So we did have that, you know, in common.
I see.
And that was it. And they threw us into a house for a week. And it was like summer camp. You know, when you show up at camp, you know some people from last summer. And you make new friends. And the show was really watching the dynamics of the history that some of the girls had with each other within their franchise or across franchises. For example, there was some drama that comes out in the first episode that you'll see between the Housewives in Beverly Hills, where they didn't get along on their show when they filmed together. And it's been 10 years.
Right.
And can they get past it or can't they get past it? And that's what you're going to watch. And that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of fun and a lot of laughter, but in my opinion, there's too much drinking, you know. And
you also go to a weed store. You also go to a pot store.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But you know what? Listen, it's legal. It's absolutely legal in Massachusetts. And some of the girls, you know, like to smoke it. And that was that. You know, I went into the crystal store. And for anyone who knows, I have a line called Jill and Allie, and we have a manifestation candle line with crystals in them, which no one else is doing. And we have crystals that match the manifestation, like rose crystal, for people who know, is about love. So we have a candle that says, I forgot what it says, but it's about love, and it manifests love. And so when I went into the crystal store, of course, I'm doing homework, taking pictures, getting prices
on
crystals,
always.
Making conversation.
Always
they
working.
Cut that all out.
Oh.
Cut it all out.
You're always working. You are, Jill. You are. You're always working. We're chatting with Jill Zarin, 203-333-9422, about the Ultimate Girls Trip, which just broke on Peacock. I got to ask you, this was just a weird thing. I mean, I know personally how weird it was, but it made all the headlines of everybody who pays attention to pop culture. What happened that showed the picture of you and Bethany together in the last few days? What the heck was that about?
Well, so you have to kind of give your listeners a little bit of background, right? So Bethany Frankel was one of the original housewives in New York City on the show with me 12 years ago. We were friends, and then we had kind of a fight. It wasn't really such a big deal, but it blew up into a big deal, and it really blew up our friendship, and she went off to do another TV show and many other TV shows and went on to do a lot of different, you know, very successful things. And I went and did my things, and we really never were friends again. We, you know, would sometimes the press would kind of instigate one of us to say something which was kind of out of context. So then she might take it the wrong way or I might take it the wrong way. So we really were never on the same page. But many years later, she came to Bobby's funeral, which was also another big thing that came up because I didn't know that she had cameras with her. She believes that I did know, or she was told that I knew, and a lot of miscommunication. So that kind of came up a few weeks ago on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohn. And then, and I had made a comment, and it really wasn't meant to be. If I wanted to say something nasty, I would have said it 3 years ago. Like, if I was really mad when it happened, like, I would have said something. It just came up in an interview, and I said I felt kind of used. And I wasn't saying it to be mean. And I wasn't saying it because I was angry. It was just true. And I didn't say used by who. I don't even think I did, whether it was used by the network or used by her, or just used in general. And I wasn't, like, mad or anything, but that became what they call clickbait, where Jill Zarin says she feels used, you know? It's like, okay, I didn't say that that way. I was just kind of saying it offhanded like I am now. Like, I kind of felt used, no big deal. So that blew up, too. And then Bethany was on Andy Cohn's show not long ago, and it came up. Andy asked her a question and said, I don't remember what he said. He asked her a question, and she was caught off guard, so she threw it back. She threw it back at Andy and said, Andy, why don't you answer the question? It was funny. Because she was caught off guard. So she's like, because Andy, you know, Andy likes to do that. Even with his friends, he likes to instigate it. So he did. He said, you know what? So she threw it back at him and said, what do you think? And whatever happened, you know, whatever they said, they said. Anyway, fast forward. So I want to give a little background. So fast forward to the, on Thursday, Gary and I were going to Florida. We're going on a private jet. But it's a shared private jet where you pay per seat. And we get on the plane, and the first person sitting in the first seat is Bethany.
I'm telling you.
And you know what? She, you know, she didn't have any glam on. She was just like me. You know, no glam, regular girl, whatever, doing her thing. So, you know, right away, you're either going to get a hi with a smile, or you're going to get a miss, and someone looks in their book and pretends they don't see you. And she said hi. And that was like the beginning of a very nice flight.
Very nice.
Like I wrote on Instagram, no turbulence.
No turbulence. You know? That's great.
And
that's
honestly,
great.
You know, I've had such a history with Bethany, and I know privacy for her is really important. You know, her secrets, her privacy or whatever, which is why she's always kept a very tight circle. So when I saw her, I didn't take a picture of us. I didn't say I was going to tell anybody. It was just what it was. We ran into each other. We caught up. She told me what's going on in her life. I told her what's going on in my life. She told me what she's doing. It was just a very nice. She got to know Gary. Gary made her laugh because my boyfriend's hysterical, and he made her laugh. And she took a picture of us. And I was like, okay, you know, if you want to post it, whatever. She waited a few days, and she posted it with a very funny saying, and it said, I'm up here. And that's a very iconic thing where she had a conversation with another housewife on our show, and it was very contentious. And the other girl said to Bethany, listen, I'm up here and you're down there.
Right, I remember.
And it's always, no one's ever really interpreted it the way it was meant. And I don't even know how she meant it. There's so many ways to interpret that comment. That so she made a joke. You know, that's Bethany. She's always got the one-liners and the crick. So she made a joke, I'm up here, because obviously we're in a plane, right?
And all right, Jill, let's just pause. Hold on. We're going to come right back with more Jill Zarin of The Real Housewives of New York City and The Ultimate Girls Trip, which just broke on Peacock in Season 2 this morning. You can get it on streaming live, 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.
Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
Somebody like you with common sense could run this country, we would have a lot less problems.
Now, back to the Lisa Wexler Show on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
There's some breaking news that by decision of 6-3 written by Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court is striking down New York State's gun control law. The New York State law went where other laws did not go, and it said that if you wanted to carry your gun outside your home, you basically needed the permission of the police to do so. And the Supreme Court struck it down as being an unconstitutional, unreasonable restriction on the Second Amendment right to carry a gun. We're going to go into that more in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. I just wanted to let you know the latest headline. Jill Zarin is with us, my sister, as we turn to more social things, more pop culture things, as we continue to talk about The Real Housewives. Hey, Jilly, welcome back. You're a New York resident.
Sorry. I know. I sometimes get down a rabbit hole with these details and stories. I do. But the bottom line is that Bethany and I had a great conversation. It ended great. Don't know where it'll go. I know there's a lot of rumors about a legacy show of bringing back the Real Housewives, the OGs, in some format in the future. I never know what the future is going to be, but right now I'm really happy in my life. I'm planning my charity event on July 16th in the Hamptons, which is to honor Bobby, my late husband, for thyroid cancer. And I'm working on my brand, Jill and Allie, you know, Jill and Allie Manifestation Candles, and my pocketbooks and my rugs on JillZarin.com and all that stuff. So, and it's very funny, is on the show, if you guys watch it on Peacock, they kind of, I can't even help it. It's like in my DNA.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, I'm wearing a shirt.
They call you Miss QVC. Right.
They called me Jay-Z TV.
I loved it.
It's like the biggest compliment.
I loved it. The Jay-Z TV. You're a walking, you can't help yourself. Jill, this is always who you've been. And you're always telling people helpfully where they can get the best buy in something, where they can get a deal, how they can do something. And they made fun of you.
When I got there, and all the girls I know are from out of town. They're all from out of town. And I'm telling them that I brought up a rolling rack because I knew that, you know, Dorinda has a house with closets that are normal closets, but we're bringing up enough clothes for a month because we're there for a week. We have three shops a day. We have to bring a lot of clothes. So I actually brought a rolling rack in the car, and I just wanted to tell the girls, listen, Amazon delivers it. It could be here tomorrow if you need a rolling rack, you know, to help you. And Dorinda's like, I have rolling racks for everyone. I'm like, great. But she was like making fun of me. Like being
they
smarter.
Made fun of you. They did.
Which is, no, it was only Dorinda.
Okay.
Only Dorinda. The other girls didn't make fun of me. In fact, you know, the other girls were like, oh, I'm so glad Jill's here. She's so much fun.
You know, it was, you know, to go back to that, I was watching it. I haven't watched it, you know, in a long time, Jill, because I was really only interested when you were on the show. And
that's because you're my sister.
That's right. It's not really, you know, we each have different things in life we gravitate towards. I normally wouldn't gravitate toward Housewives, but you're my sister, so of course I wanted to watch it. And what struck me about it was how insular the conversation was, and also, if I could just say, how, you know, superficial it was. Like nobody seemed to talk about anything real. Is that really the way it was, or is it just the part that the camera wants to capture?
Lisa, the conversation in the first episode was very real. It was about Vicky being an anti-vaxxer. That was a very real conversation. Go back and watch it.
Okay. Well, the
or more real than the vaccination and the fact that she
That's 2 minutes out of 50, because what I was watching was okay. What I was watching was there's a lot of parading around, right? There's a lot of there's a lot of the visual stuff that people want to see the women. And there's also a lot of being angry. I think it's Brandy because she seems to have a foul mouth and she can't say anything without an F word in it. So the women are saying, can you please talk nicely, right? There's a lot of that, at least in the first episode.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that. It just seems a little bit forced.
But it's very real. In other words, it's not produced. It really isn't. I mean, it's a produced show, but everything that we said was very real and how we felt at the time. Wait till you see episode 4. That's all I can tell you.
Episode 4,
I haven't seen it. I have not seen it, but I have been told that one of the producers said that it was the best episode of all Housewives of all time. And I
really?
Said, that's a lot. That's saying a lot. There's over 1,000 episodes of Housewives shows, at least, out there.
And why do you think what about it is going to be so riveting? Okay.
Well, I know that my big fight is in there. One of my big fights is a couple, but the one of them where I cry hysterically. That was in it, but I don't know what else is in it. So I don't remember. You know, it was all like a blur. We were together each day was like filming a week. It was breakfast, lunch, dinner, after dinner. Like we got up, I was up at 6, 7 in the morning and I didn't go to sleep till 12.
Wow.
6 days in a row. That's a lot for me.
It is a lot. And you're getting to know people. I mean, even though you might have spoken to some of these people, at least seems like in episode 1, a couple of the women are saying they don't know you. So they're getting to know you.
They never met me. They don't even know my name. Well, you know, they know who I am, obviously.
Right.
But they don't know me. Right, exactly.
Right.
And the alliances change. You know, you're close with it. It's a great show. It's going to be really fun. But it's short and sweet, you know. So it's 3 episodes the first night. And then it's 1 for 4 more weeks. That's it. 7 episodes.
That's it. And I know everybody asks you, so I have to ask you too. But if you're invited back, will you come back as a regular on a Housewives series?
You and I have talked about this 1,000 times.
I know.
What do you think the answer is today?
I don't know. I think you're going to say, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's it?
You know, my gut is that, you know, I did it. I had a great run, and leave while you're on top. That's my gut.
It's a good gut.
But that's...
You always said that you wouldn't mind, and your idea would be to be a guest, because you really are friends with Luann. You really are friends with some of these gals. So you come on, you're a part of their life for whatever, and then you leave again.
That's what I like. But they wouldn't let me do it. They didn't want me to do it. I don't know why.
That would be a nice thing.
Everything happens for a reason, and by me not doing it, you know, you only have my most valuable commodity is my time.
Right.
And, you know, I'd like to play tennis and do all the things that I like to do. So that doesn't leave me much left. So whatever I have left over right now, I am building my brand with Allison. So anything that's going to take away from that has to be really worthwhile, or I'm not doing it.
Jill and Allie, Jill and Allie, Jill and Allie with the ampersand. Jill and Allie.
Jill. Well, online it's just JillandAllie.com.
Ah, I thought it was the ampersand, no? Okay.
Just JillandAllie.com and JillsAaron.com for my rugs. And we have some of the most beautiful rugs that are pet-proof and stain-proof. Jeff Lewis talks about them every day on his show.
I know, because
his fans, you know, his listeners write to me. And, you know, we have thousands of five-star reviews, which I think speaks for itself.
It does. Jill Zarin, congratulations on your success. I think you look beautiful on the series. I do. And
well,
I love you very much.
Sister.
And I'm very happy
like
for you.
Other.
All right.
I love you, sister. We'll come-